at our core mission, agriculture is still, you know, we're a 12-day exposition of everything agriculture. And then we've branched out, but we still have the, you know, we have 10,000 animals on the grounds in various competitions. We have, you know, everything from homemade pies to photography competitions that are all aimed at kind of drawing us back to that Americana that we used to know. And it's even more important is, you know, with 2% of the population really producing food for the other 98%, to really introduce that other 98% to agriculture. And we do it with the animals. We do it with educational exhibits. We do it with the Taste New York 10 small-scale food processors. But then, you know, on top of that, we have everything else. We have the 23 free acts on Chevy Court, which range from Jason Derulo to the Doobie Brothers. We have 8 great concerts at the Grandstand that range from Jason Aldean to, you know, the Uproar Festival, a great hard rock festival. We have everything in between, you know, traveling entertainment shows on the grounds. We, you know, and we try to highlight different areas of the state. This year, last year we did it right in Syracuse with the Onondaga Lake exhibit. This year we're kind of doing it with the great shipwrecks of the Great Lakes to try to provide something for everyone. You know, with 1 million visitors, it's tough, but we always give it a try.
Who operates the state fair? Is it a New York state government operation, or how does it run?
The state fair is operated, we're a division of the State Department of Agriculture and Markets. So actually our mission fits in perfectly with our kind of mothership. And they provide a lot of the resources, whether it's food safety. They have a great display that they bring out to really show what they do, you know, in terms of food safety, in terms of weights and measures. You know, when you go to the gas pump, they're the ones who certify that you're getting a gallon of gas.
Is it entirely state funded?
We are operationally self-sufficient. We do receive about $3.5 million a year in a capital appropriation from the governor to keep the grounds up. It's a 375-acre facility, 100-plus buildings, some huge agriculture buildings in terms of the Coliseum and horse stalls.
The average fair attendee drove 55 miles to get to the fair. 25,000 came from the Albany area. Where else do fairgoers often come from?
You know, our core audience is the 16-county region around Syracuse, New York. That's where roughly probably 40% of our fairgoers come from. Then we draw out to Albany, Rochester, Binghamton, to Watertown. You know, we have a growing audience in Canada, actually, who come down, in part because Destiny Mall, so they're used to the Syracuse area, but just as much just kind of see the Americana of the state fair. You know, we find locally when we talk about entertainment, it's a big draw. As we get farther out, it's more talking about, you know, the butter sculpture, the sand sculpture, the animals, the foods, and the other things that would draw people to drive the 2 hours.
This year's theme is the summer's best in show. What do you mean? What's it all about?
You know, it's actually going back to our core in agriculture. You know, all the competitions, you know, when you get a blue ribbon, you're considered the best in show. And, you know, we went along with that theme because we consider our state fair the best in show out of the 50.
Do you feel you're competing with other venues, other attractions to get people to come to the fair?
Yeah, we don't compete with the county fairs. There are some great county fairs actually in the Albany area with the Washington County Fair, the Altamont Fair. The Dutchess County Fair is a phenomenal county fair. We're kind of a culmination of all of those. A lot of the competitions build up through the county fair system, and you know, the big show is at the state fair. And we're also different in the sense, you know, we obviously have a much bigger budget than most of the county fairs and a much bigger complex, so we are just able to put on a better show. But no, we consider, you know, we work in partnership with the county fairs, not against them.
So this is the 168th edition. That's got quite a history. How did it all begin? What's the origins?
It was literally a group of agriculturalists who got together with the Ag Society, and they started putting on the show. The state took it over in the early 20th century, and it's been growing every sense.
Has it always been in Syracuse?
It traveled around the state for the first several years, eventually finding a home in Syracuse when Mr. Geddes in the town of Geddes actually gave a huge chunk of land to the state to be able to start building their complex.
What's the cost of going to the fair?
The cost is $6 advance sale, $10 at the gate, and the $6, you know, the gate admission includes 2 free concerts on Chevy Court. All the animals, they're very, you know, other than the grandstand and the midway, there aren't a lot of paid attractions once you get on.
And how do you buy tickets?
You can go to any Price Chopper, Tops, Wegmans as you get farther out, as well as go to our website, nysfair.org. For the first time ever, you can actually go online to our website and purchase tickets, advance sale ride bands, and other stuff.